Yeah. In terms of how to start it, I don't really have to do the whole you're listening to a thing. Would you like to do that for me?
What, you're listening to a... you're listening to a One of Us cast... No, yeah, World of Us cast.
World of Us cast on oneofus.net.
On oneofus.net.
Yeah, you're listening to the British podcast.
A World of Us cast on one of us on one of us done. Fuck off, seriously.
So you know, but you, yeah, so it's the British podcast.
Yeah, I know what we're doing. I just can't do it.
Just can't. Okay.
You're listening to the British podcast, a World of Us cast on one of us dot net.
Okay.
I fucking did it. No.
Yeah, I think that's as intro as it gets. Cue music.
So fucking excited. So I, you know, we're NFL fans. I am a Giants fan.
Well, I'm a fantasy football fan, I think.
Yeah, okay, that's more fair.
Because I just like the way the fantasy football's played. It's better than English fantasy football or soccer fantasy football.
Well, I think the main reason is because American football's so fair in terms of like the draft system. Many teams can be in it, there's lots of, you know,
yeah,
and so it sort of splits everything across the whole border of things. It doesn't make it
so, but I think what I like about it is there's only one within your league, there's only one player, that player once is assigned to a team, that's it.
Yeah.
And also you play against each other, where in fantasy football, like fantasy soccer I should say, everyone can basically pick a team. They get given a limit to spend, so everyone pretty much chooses the best players. Like last season,
you know, that's why I absolutely loved like doing the I did the draft live.
Yeah,
as live as it gets across on Skype. That was really fun.
Yeah, and that's for a 12-man league that we're part of in the UK.
Yeah, and so I was on my way back from Edinburgh, and so that definitely helped to pass like 3 hours of my journey of just abusing people over the thing of like, what the fuck, man? Mm. Like, what is this?
So the person who picked a defense in the third round?
Fuck off, third round, my ass.
Fourth,
it was like
round.
Sixth round.
It was early.
It wasn't that fucking early.
It wasn't like picking a defense in the second draft, like we were listening to last night on the In the Locker podcast.
I know,
podcast.
That was just so fucking Andre. What an ass. Like, even Taco, like Taco's got his kickers though. He'll pick a kicker in the first round. But
that's back this week.
Yay. I hope it's better than last season. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, but anyway, so...
this is so exciting.
So as I've got into it, I don't have an affiliation with any team. And I don't want to just like, yay, Seattle Seahawks. I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan.
No, you would like to because you're a dick.
I do like their kit, though. Their jersey is pretty.
It is pretty.
But I'm not going to do that because I want it to be something fair. So Kieran and I devised a system of, I went travelling through the States in 2003 and I went from east to west and back. And I've still got my diary and the map and everything that I did. So we've just sat down and we've gone through of all the teams of either the state or the city that I passed through. And I actually have 11 teams to choose from. So I'm going to read out the teams that I have to choose from. So we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Arizona Cardinals, the New York Giants, the New York Jets, the Cleveland Browns, the 49ers, the Oakland Raiders, the New England Patriots, the Chicago Bears, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Buffalo Bills. So they're my 11 teams that I get to pick from. And
we're random.orging this.
We are random.orging this. So I'm sure this makes fantastic radio.
I can't. I am so...
Do I get like first man? Wait, like I said, like no, if the first pick, if I don't like it, I get one more choice.
No.
Is it just one bullet?
You get one. No, you get to click that button once, and it will give you a number between 1 and 11.
I need a bag. I'm hyperventilating. This is going to decide my future.
It's going to decide your kit, your colours, like what you know, what times you're really like watching out for when. Oh, just it's going to decide everything.
So from this list, I'm happy with. I wouldn't be unhappy if I was a Giants fan, because it means I can support a team with you.
Oh, that makes me a bit sick.
I wouldn't mind the 49ers.
Bet you wouldn't.
I wouldn't mind the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't mind the Vikings. That's about it off of that list.
You
want to
be an Oakland Raider fan?
I do not want to be an Oakland Raider fan. Who wants to be an Oakland Raider fan apart from people who live in the area and people who like their logo and buy t-shirts and jumpers and things? Because it's like, they must be one of the biggest branded teams in the 90s.
In the 90s, yeah.
It's like, they're like the Yankees. Like the Yankees, like baseball cap is everywhere.
But anyway, I feel a little bit like you're delaying this and you're just wanting to talk about like kit and teams and areas and franchises and you just don't want to press that button.
Yeah. No, I don't want to press the button.
Oh man, this is...
Okay, are we ready? I'm going to cover it up on the screen.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the button's been pressed. So obviously we have numbered them 1 to 11. And then we
fuck off, Dan. Just choose if I can move your hand.
No, I'm just going to have a look.
No!
Okay, we have the team.
Move your hand, you dick. Move your hand.
I'm officially now a fan of the Chicago Bears.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. So, who do I need to pick on? Who are my rivals? Who do I hate? I hate New York. I hate New York, yeah.
You always hate New York, but no. You got Green Bay, Minnesota. Actually, you got a really fucking tough division.
Have I? Oh.
Well, yeah, you're in NFC North.
Come on, boys, we can do this.
Detroit. Detroit. Because I've been there.
I like Detroit.
Green Bay, Minnesota.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's a really... Especially at the moment, like, that's not... It's all right at the moment. It's not too bad.
I can't think of a single
best player. But now you're
going to
be, like... Didn't you know you didn't pick AP? You wanted AP, but you picked Arian Foster.
Yeah.
But no, I was hoping. Now who are you going to be like cheering against?
Yeah, I know. Because on fantasy football, I don't care because I don't have a team. Now I've got a team.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man.
Yeah, every single week you're just going to be like, don't touch my Bears.
So that could have been better.
What would you have? So you would have been happier with?
I think I would have been happiest with. Looking down that list, I probably would have been happiest with the Patriots. I think.
Tears of Brady?
One, because of Brady, because I know how much you hate him.
So pretty.
I can live with that. I can live with a pretty cool.
I would probably just fuck him with my New York Giants top on just to see if he would cry.
I would like to, you know, Jets because of Eric Decker would have been nice.
No, Broncos. Oh, he's in Jets now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it would have been... but no, I think really Patriots and then the 49ers probably would have been my two teams that I thought were the better teams out of that list.
Okay. So you're a Bears fan.
So I'm a Bears fan, official. I should update Facebook and...
You should.
Just like, maybe I should tweet at Chicago Bears, hey guys, got a new fan on board, we're going to do it this year. Go team.
If you go hashtag Bears. Go team, I will just love that. I might actually retweet.
Do they have like a saying or anything? Like, you know, some teams have, like Liverpool at the moment, like their whole thing is we go again. Like after every game, it's like we go again. And like Rangers for hockey is like,
know.
Let's go
I'm
Rangers.
I'm not a Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, okay. I thought you might know. So,
okay. But
yeah, so we had our NFL draft, didn't we? Which was good fun.
Yeah, it was really good fun. You lost your shit, but
I lost my shit and just went on auto draft because I couldn't keep up.
Whereas I was traveling at like a billion miles an hour on the train, like, tethering my internet through my phone and still managed to keep up.
Yeah. It's because of the app I was using wasn't helping in terms of trying to help me with my draft and things. And I fucked up a couple of times. So, yeah, I just flipped a table. I flipped a table, but with my MacBook on it, I decided not to flip the table. I decided to close the laptop down and just go,
put me on auto draft. Ultra Craft.
And do you know what? I'm really fucking happy with my team. I've got a good team. Yeah, I'm quite happy with that. I've got no suspensions.
We have one guy. Oh, bless his heart, Ben. I just keep seeing that come through and I'm just like, dude, how did you manage that? He's got two teams, one, you know, a year suspension. Mm-hmm. And a 4-week suspension.
Which is covered in fantastic detail on Inside the Locker. So, yeah, do go check that podcast out if you don't. If you're not really into sports, it's still a fantastic podcast.
It's awesome.
It's a very funny drive home from a party last night.
I like Elliot.
You like Elliot?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else likes Elliot.
I know, that's why I like Elliot.
What else in terms of what do you want to talk about?
Well, we've got our first lineups. And I'm a bit nervous.
But the season starts, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So our Sundays are going to be... our podcast is going to have to fit in somewhere on a Sunday when we record.
Early on a Sunday. Because, well, that's the thing. It's like football over here. I found it so weird going to the States and football, especially I was in Vegas. So football starting at like 8 a.m. in the morning, 9 a.m. And I'm like, what the fuck, people? Like, normally it's...
Yeah. Where for us it's 6 p.m. is the first game.
Yeah. And then, 6, 9 and 12.
Yeah.
And then you've got the really late game on, and it's just like, that's not going to
happen. Monday, like 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And then
Tuesday morning, really.
Yeah. And then obviously then there's the Thursday game, which we don't watch.
Sometimes.
Is there not a game every Thursday? Oh, okay. But yeah, I think it's just a case of... it's good fun, and we've got a Facebook group, and there's going to be much...
Yeah, I am considering whether I should do my Jenny from the League style SmackDown talk on there. You've said that they probably will not know how to react to me telling them that they're all fucking dicks. And that
you do curse like a sailor, so I think maybe... Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want to do. It's like, if you really want to do that, but when it comes back to biting the arse, when you get trounced by people, it's a little bit embarrassing.
I can take that.
Should be a bit more English and may the best man win.
What a load of shit.
Just, you know, for the sport, for the glory of the sport. No? You're going fucking down in week 8. I am going to fucking destroy you.
So not. I am going to be... cruising through salsa
with Victor Cruz. No, you're not with Victor Cruz. You're not. No, he's the only Giants player that got picked in our entire 12-man draft.
No, he isn't. I'm sure someone else has been picked. Ruben Randle, maybe.
Oh no, Ruben Randle did get picked. Yes, he did. Two whole players. Fuck me.
Fuck you. Yeah, I'm super stoked. It's going to be amazing. But yeah, no, speaking about doing the draft, that I was on my way back from Edinburgh, where I had been up there for 4 days for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Which is world famous.
Yeah, which obviously happens every single year. It's an entire month of shit that goes on in Edinburgh. And
I thought it was all comedy, but it's just performance arts, isn't it? It could be stand-up, dance.
Stand-up, dance. I had a friend up there who was performing with Merley Dance, who did a really awesome show. It was great to see her dance. And so we went up primarily for her birthday to see that, and then saw a huge amount of shows. So yeah, everything from cabaret... circus, there's a bit of everything.
Is there like poetry slams and things like that?
I think there are poetry slams. I didn't go to any. I should have and just kept sending you through all of the quotes from it.
No.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
Yeah. I don't know. I just find things like that and open mic night. I guess it's not a case of like, it puts me outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And it's like, I kind of cringe like internally.
What did I tell you about? And you were cringing. I think it might have even been over the phone, and it was almost palpable, the change in atmosphere.
And I think it's just more a case of it puts me right outside my comfort zone. Like if I watch certain programmes and you're just kind of like, you can't, nothing horrific's happened on the screen, but you kind of watch through your hands because you're so embarrassed for the person and what's going on. And I just feel the same about beat poetry and all that type of, all like ad-libbing and improv comedy. I cannot stand comedy.
We went to go and see an improvised musical, and it was awesome. It was so funny.
I have to question how improvised these things are.
We picked the everything about it, and they can pause it at any time. And
when you
change.
Say we, who do you, did you get
the
to...
audience? And actually, my David picked one of the director of the dance thing. He picked the name of the musical.
Okay, all right. I sometimes wonder. It's a case of, is there people in the audience that kind of calls things out?
I doubt it really, really, really highly for their reactions. And it was just hilarious. It ended up being an Oklahoma-style musical about what they called the contest, like a beauty style contest. And they had beauty pageant. And they had to do a... they had to have like a skill and everything like that, and one of them someone said contortion, and it was just hilarious to see one of the girls sort of do it. And then they paused it at that point and were just like, yeah, so she's going to now sing her song about contortion in the style of Miss Saigon. And it was just so funny. Yeah, I just loved every single... Actually, there was only one thing we went to go and see, because the shows go on until really late, so we actually, most of the time, we saw a burlesque show at midnight, and we saw a comedy show at 1 a.m., and that goes on till 5. Like, actually, well, there's 2.5 hours of comedy. We stayed for the 2.5 hours of comedy, and then they have a band, live music, through till 5.
Jesus.
So, literally, you could...
What time does it start?
7 in the morning.
So it's like 24 hours.
It's almost 24 hours.
Shit, I didn't
yeah,
knew that.
You could go and probably go and not go home very easily. All of the bars are open. Super
Scotland,
late.
So yeah.
So yeah, it was just amazing to see such a different side of things. Because I've been to Edinburgh before, and it was just so different, and it was... I would go every single year, and I would highly recommend everybody to go at least once, because you will always find things that you're into. My friend and I went to 2 separate cabaret things on Disney, because we're big Disney fans. And they were just hilarious. Absolutely just magical.
Yeah, inappropriate, I think.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely in a
kind of like
obviously
picking apart. Obviously, I think the whole thing of picking apart Disney as a racist and an anti-Semite and But
and one of the it was really funny because one of the girls, she was doing the show and she was like, "You guys are in for a real special treat this evening because my parents are in the audience. Anyone want to guess where they are?" And you could just see this really embarrassed couple sort of sitting there. And she was just like, "Yeah. They're going to get to know a few facts about me this evening that they probably rather..." And it was... She's just like... She was going through. She said, "There are five really inappropriate parts to this show, and we're going to count them down as they go through." And she did. She was like, "Don't worry, Mum. There's only 3 more." And it was... Yeah, it was fantastic. Really fantastic.
I'm good. I'm glad you really enjoyed it. It is one of those things... I mean, I'm only really aware of the comedy side of it. You see a lot of comedians that are going up there to kind of... Some will go up to try out their latest material. Others just are trying to make a name for themselves. Mm-hmm. And there's things, you know, that there's like the best joke of Edinburgh comedy, which this guy called Tim Vine seems to win a lot. And it's his jokes are fucking terrible. He like works on one-liners. And I think like one of his jokes one year was...
is the violence in multi-story car park is wrong on so many levels.
It's that type of thing. Yeah. But the other one, I think his was something like, opticians.com. That's a site for sore eyes. Something. It's like those type of jokes. And he won it again this year. And it wasn't that one he won with, but he does. And he obsesses over the one-liners, which...
Meh.
And his whole show is just like... ding, 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 like one line of jokes. It's just my type of humour, but...
No, I mean, yeah. It's not that... It depends if you get a good audience. I mean, we even found that a good audience can make or break something, because we watched The Guardians of the Galaxy the other day for the second time, and the audience in that must have been a big percentage of the audience that either didn't find it funny... Or who had watched it several times because they didn't laugh.
No, that was really
weird.
And
it was quite funny that your sister was there for the first time and she hooted at one point, which it was like, it was really funny.
Yeah.
But no one else laughed.
Yeah. Well, the first time we saw it, and it is that whole thing of just infectious laughter. Mm. If you're in a good audience that laugh, then you'll get carried away with it, and then you're in a good mood, and then everything which was maybe a, you know, a 5 comedy wise becomes an 8.
Yeah.
And then you watch it. But if you watch it in a dead silent room, which it was a dead silent room.
Yeah.
I think the only time that there was any reaction was right at the very end with Groot.
Dan had to hold my hand, so I wasn't doing my baby Groot dancing. I was very upset.
Yes, because you would have just, like, hit people.
No, doing your, I wouldn't have. You well, one to... of them would have been you.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah, well, that's probably part of it. But yeah, it was good to sort of see that again and still just enjoy it just as much as the first time. And just, like, that's an instant... Well, I've got all the other Marvel films anyway, but, yeah, it's an instant Blu-ray purchase.
I'm super excited because I'm going to be doing a Gamora cosplay.
You say that.
I am, but you not say that now.
Yeah, but you haven't started on it.
I've got my wig, I've got my boots, I've bought all of the materials for it.
Okay.
I just need to make it.
You just need to make it?
Yes.
Yeah, and when are you wearing it?
I actually probably will do it for when Lady Noctis is doing her Nebula.
Which is next year.
Which is March next year. So I will probably start it pre-winter LFCC and MCM. But I understand that I will probably not be wearing it pre-Christmas.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
So I realised that because I do have 5 weeks now. I'm still in the process of redoing my Elsa cosplay and... I've got to do my Hercules Muse dress.
You haven't started that?
I am aware, thanks. So, yeah, had a party with a whole load of cosplayers last night. We were all just like, yeah, it's ages away. I mean, it's like August now and that's in October. And you were like, it's September on Monday? Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah.
Reality check from Dan.
It's like, I just find it odd that you cosplayers just... leave everything to the last minute. It's like all I ever see is you lot whining online about how you haven't had enough time to get something sorted. It's plan it and get it done. It's just then hone it or don't wear it.
Yeah, no, I will start Herc this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh huh. And then the week after that, you're wearing, you've got another con.
I know. I want to, it depends on whether my cosplay partner decides how far she gets. Because if she's going to start, we're going to do Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, she's going to be Peter. And so if she gets that sort of started, I will do Tink very quickly. It's only a dress and a pair of shoes.
And a wig.
And a wig and wings.
Yeah.
And the wings are my biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be tough. But I've worked out how to do them, thanks to Edinburgh. I found somebody who made wings up there and had this big, awesome thing at the back that was very, very easy to then slide into a costume and have them stay on my back quite nicely. So tested that out, tucking it into my bra. Worked perfectly.
Mm. But talking of cons, we've had a bit of a splurge on comic books recently as well.
Yeah.
And so you've been reading...
American Vampire, the first Snyder run of it. Because there's a relaunch, isn't there?
Yeah, which is all Snyder written, but it's a case of, yeah, you're on volume 3, aren't you?
I finished volume 3. You're on volume 3. Volume 4.
Yeah, because that's been sitting on my shelf for ages and I just haven't got around to reading it. Just because vampires just don't really do anything for me. I'm just not particularly interested in the whole mythos of it. But I bought it because I love Snyder's writing. And we'll get around to reading it at some point. But yeah, I decided to pick up some different titles. I picked up Letter 44, like the first volume of that, which is fucking incredible.
Yeah, I need to.
Really good. Rat Queens, which is the first comic book in a long time that had me laughing out loud, like belly laughs.
Yeah, you really were. And I was like, I clearly need to read this.
Yeah, I've been recommending it to absolutely everybody. It's like at the party we were at last night. Friends bookshelf had a ton of comic books on there, all sort of very female-led titles. So it was Birds of Prey, it was Batwoman, Catwoman, Batgirl, all those type of titles.
Tons of Ivy.
Yeah, tons of Ivy stuff and whatever. And I said to her, "Have you read Rat Queen?" She's like, "No." And I just described it, which is D&D world with four women who are incredibly sweary, take drugs, drink a shitload, fuck a load of people, and kill a load of people. She's like, this
sounds awesome.
Sounds awesome. And it is. It's really, really good. I really recommended that. We've also
just in talking about the party last night, one of my favourite moments was walking into one of the girls' bedrooms and her DVD collection was colour coordinated into black DVDs, white DVDs and colour DVDs, like the size of the cases, mm-hmm. and then were alphabetised within the colours.
That's a whole new level of OCD.
Oh man, it was so pretty.
I was like, sploosh.
I literally stood there staring at it and then had to go in and interrupt their drinking game to be like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. I think I've fallen in love with you. Plus the fact that her bedposts had Hulk hands on them that made noises when you...
She had two fists in bed.
Did she?
Yeah. That's what, there was just two big fists in on the bed. Uh-huh. But, yeah.
We'll speak to her about that, shall we?
Can do. What, in terms of other things, Black Widow is another book. Which I
have bought.
Yeah, which I read.
Which you read, yeah. And I still haven't read.
Which is fucking amazing.
So I'm really looking forward to that. It has been being pimped out by the guys on Three Bods, One Pod for a while. Mm-hmm. Dapper and Hazel, both really big fans of it.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to be starting that.
Well, it's very much in the vein of Hawkeye. It's like, what does an Avenger do on their day off? And she's a fucking kick-ass, you know, jet-setting, incredibly intelligent, sophisticated, damn sexy agent, and just goes around doing stuff. And she's got, it's the whole thing about having read in her ledger and how she's trying to work that debt off. And it's just, yeah, it's really good. It's nice. It's just like there's no other Avengers in the book bar a tiny, tiny cameo. It's all about her. And with S.H.I.E.L.D. So, yeah, I can't wait for you to read that.
Yeah,
so
we can I'm looking forward to that. I've got a reasonable amount of travelling to do, and that's when I tend to do a lot of reading, because that's all, if I do any travelling, it's 3 hours in a day, so... Yeah.
Well, because of that, you have managed to burn through something of late and finish it off, which I think we talked about last time.
I think we did. I was listening to We're Alive, and, yeah, I... burnt through that. There was a complete apocalypse on my trip to Edinburgh. As far as I was concerned, this was the last time I was ever getting on a moving train.
It's weird how you get sucked into that.
And I remember sort of like somebody jolting me at one point, and I was like, I was quite convinced.
Yeah, no, it was really well done. But I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it so much. Mm. I miss them. I actually miss the characters. I miss Sol so much. So much. I'm just like, he was amazing. I miss Lizzie, Blondie. I don't miss Pegs in any way, shape or form. I hated her throughout all of it. Kelly grew on me, which I was surprised.
Yeah.
Michael, I was always a bit like, he's all right. Mm. I loved CJ because I thought she was fantastic. But, awesome. Awesome. I loved Scratch as well because I loved how mental she was.
Yeah, she was a fucked up character. But
and I just love the ending.
I would love to find another podcast like that. Night Vale, it's okay. It doesn't do it for me on the same level because it's just a guy at a radio station mainly just doing most of the talking. And it's so deliberately weird. Like, he'll say just like, you can just, it's like Mad Libs. You could just bunch a, it's like, he could say, you know, the purple telephone boxes outside are circled by vultures. And it's like, that could just be something in the show. And it does, it's definitely developed more of a storyline, but it's nothing, it's not a radio play. It's nothing like We're Alive. So I'm hoping someone's going to recommend something and say...
Yeah, please recommend me something else because I am really upset of the fact that I don't have... Like, I'll listen to podcasts and I love listening to... But I loved the story of that. I really did just enjoy all of the characters.
Mm.
They were just all... And there were some that you were just like, wow, this is horribly voice acted. Naming no names, Tommy.
Pippin.
Oh my god. Oh, Pippin.
America, this is how you do not do a British accent.
Oh my god, it was the worst. It was painful.
What are you doing? Is that what... Please don't shoot me.
I literally... I cringed. Every single syllable he said was from a different part of the UK.
It was.
He was talking about northern food in an extremely Cockney accent that then 2 seconds later changed to...
A bit of Dorset.
A bit of, and then he was, you know, trying to be very upper class and very posh. And I was just like... Also, no fucking way. On his passport that they had, does it say Pippin?
Could be a surname.
They looked at it and were just like, Pippin.
It could be John Pippin or something. People go by their surnames.
Yeah, but that's not what
they said. It was the least of my worries
about
him.
It was just, I was like, this is all just... No. It was...
So you're having a bit of withdrawal symptoms of a podcast like that, which is...
Yeah.
Because unlike a podcast that you kind of listen to, and it's like this one, we're only out every 2 weeks, and then, you know, there's different shows that put out different things. It's like there is now a void that you've kind of got to fill, which will be comics for now.
Yeah, but my favourite thing was just like the end of... We're alive. We'll be back in 2 weeks. No, you won't, fucker. You'll be back in 10 seconds because I'm pressing the next one.
Yeah, that was pretty much like box set consumption.
Oh, yeah. I listened to 6 hours of it on the way up to Edinburgh.
Yeah, which would have been the best part of almost a year for me, probably.
They're
20 minute episodes?
22 minute episodes.
Yeah, so an hour, six. So, no, about 6 months. Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, you've done that. I'm really glad you enjoyed it. I just thought, you know, we'll try something different. And I love that I get to pass on a recommendation to you, which got passed on to me from the guys at One of Us in their previous guys. It's like, and then you can go to other people. Oh, you need to listen to this. And it's just that word of mouth thing.
Yeah.
Of just like spreading the word about it. It's really good.
Absolutely love it. Mm. And I like. I'm a big one for burning through things. Like this morning, I have sat down and have watched six hours of UFC. So I've caught up on several different...
Is that 6 hours of you watching it, or 6 or 7 hours worth of content which you've burnt through because you've
fast-forwarded? more than 6 or 7 hours. Yeah. I've watched 4 pay-per-views.
Oh, okay. So that's what it was.
3 hours 50, each.
50, oh, okay. All right. So that's 12 hours.
So I will fast forward between all of the rounds. Fast forward. If it then starts boring me, I'll watch it in double time, which means that, you know, you're working at a pace that I would approve of. But yeah, absolutely loved it. You managed to watch Ronda Rousey, and you were just like,
decimate
just
someone.
Started. Like, yeah. Where
I think
is
I looked
it?
Down because I was watching the Liverpool game on my iPad, so you could watch it on the TV, and just looked down, looked up, and was like, "Do you fast forward through this?" It's just like, no, she's just a fucking beast. She just destroyed someone.
I just love her.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's been like good fun watching.
It's nice to take a Sunday and just like do something like that of just, I'm just going to read comic books. Today, I'm going to just play, trying to burn through Far Cry 3 because my list of shame on my PS3 is ridiculous.
Yeah, I need to play, you bought The Last of Us for me.
Yeah, we're so far, it's like, everyone's now playing The Last of Us on PS4 because it's been released, and it's like, yeah, I just never got around to playing it first time round.
So I'm quite excited about it.
But we've still got like the extra stuff from Bioshock Infinite to play, got Tomb Raider.
That's another cosplay I want to do.
Yeah. It's just so much. It's just finding time with the website. With
finding time, and then we go and do something really, really stupid.
Like a podcast?
No.
And a website?
No. Like, you know, getting really, really drunk at our possible wedding venue and then going and buying Lego.
Oh, we did. Yeah. Did we talk about that on the last podcast? We did. We talked about getting the Lego because then you were going to Edinburgh the next day, weren't you?
Mm.
So yeah. You made
so we obviously did that, and
yeah, you made me sit there, and I wasn't allowed to open it. It mocked
me. I know you decided on your own.
But if I had have opened it, you would have killed me.
No, I wouldn't have. I'm not like that at all. You could have made it.
No, no, I enjoy it. It was quite nice.
I would have taken it all apart and made it again.
That would have craggled it.
Don't craggle my fucking Lego.
But,
actually, the one thing I would like to craggle on is the bottom bit sometimes, because they do just irritate me when things fall off.
Mm. But, yeah, it was much simpler than the Ecto-1.
Yeah.
It was less pieces. And
yeah.
I think, to be honest, I think the Back to the Future was an earlier design. I reckon they could have done... I'm not impressed.
You didn't like the idea of no glass,
yeah, there's
you?
No windows or anything. It's a little bit... you know. And the Ecto one's beautiful. And it's like, now we've been talking about getting the Tumbler. Because the Tumbler is fucking pretty. It's expensive.
It's £120.
Yeah. It's pretty, though.
Well, that's like $180?
Roughly.
$170?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's worth it. It's Lego, it's Batman.
I know, there are so many reasons why yes, and there are
a lot of reasons why no.
120 reasons why maybe not.
Yeah.
And it is that thing of, I was saying earlier, like, you realise when you're doing a website that, you know, you'll sit there for hours. Like, I updated a few things this morning. We're talking to a few of the guys about different things that are going on, how we can get more content out for certain things. And then you're like, what did I do before this?
Yeah.
Like, I played games.
Yeah, I actually, like, I talked about starting a website and was like, I read a lot of comic books and play a lot of games that I can review. And then when you start a website, you're like, I don't have any time to read all the comic books. Or if I do, I read things in trade. So I'm so far behind with a review. It's just pointless.
Yeah, no, but I like reading trades.
I think most people do these days.
I mean, can't read the individuals because...
You like to consume things in large amounts, like box sets and, yeah.
Other stuff
and that's
we
what
go into.
And that's what trades are. Trades are box sets to a degree.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've then got the big collected editions of things, which are then just...
Which I love and are so pretty, but then I can't take them on the train.
No, they're not...
Because
no.
I can't carry... My bag is so heavy anyway.
Well, but it's not... I mean, if you've got, like, our, you know, absolute watchman on a fucking train, it's just like...
This is my reading material for the train.
Which I'm sure some people probably do. But yeah, like, even like the Martini edition of Parker that I've got, just not... I wouldn't want it out of the house because it's like, I don't want it damaged. Because it's going to get damaged in your bag.
It would.
Yeah, I mean, it's taken hits just from moving, you know. Mm. So let alone it being sort of around in a bag. But I would like some more Absolutes. They are very pretty.
Mm.
They're nice bookshelf fodder.
I love them. I think they look great in the lounge. And I think it's always nice to sort of stupidly be reminded of some of the things that you have read, and then it's nice to be able to pass that on to other people who are just like,
yeah,
I don't know, there's something nice about it. I'm hoping we're not going to go down too much of the route of having too much shit, and I am actually going to go through like all of my office and clear out a whole load of stuff that I just don't need.
I think you need to, that has to happen once in a while, doesn't it?
I went through the other day a lot of my clothes and was just like, don't need this, don't need that.
Haven't worn this. Yeah.
So I like doing that. As much as I love having stuff, and we do have, especially me moving into the house was hilarious because it was like 95% of the living room was like stacks and stacks of my shit.
Yeah, but it's gone into place. I mean,
it's not like we don't have room. We do,
no.
But it was, I think you were shocked at how I was living in one room previously. Like, where the fuck did all of this come from?
Yeah,
I'm very good at packing, people.
Yeah, I think there may have been a case of a TARDIS-like effect going on in some of those cupboards. But I remember something else we bought. We bought some board games.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I smashed you.
He did. We bought King of Tokyo, which I've seen for ages and I wanted to have a go at.
Which I love.
Which was really good fun. Definitely, I think we need to play that with 5 or 6 people. Because I think one-on-one, it's just you're just trading blows with each other and it's over very, very quickly.
Only if you're playing against me.
Wow. And then Double, which is like competitive snap.
Oh, it's so beyond competitive snap.
It was, yeah.
Mainly due to the fact that there's like 6 different versions, 5 or 6 different versions of the game you can play within it.
It's like, yeah, five or six different mini cards.
Mini games, sorry.
Mini games, sorry.
And
which is like, yeah, so some's like, some are like, get rid of all your cards, some are collect all the cards, some are hot potato. Is it?
None of which you won.
No, I didn't win a single one. You're really good at it. And the more stress you get because you're all trying to match symbols up, which are different sizes, upside down, you know.
Yeah, it was that thing of, it says within the game that there are always only one symbol on each card that matches between each of the cards. How?
That's a scientific feat in itself.
It's just so beautiful. The idea of it just blows my mind.
Must have taken fucking forever to do that.
But I don't think it will, because all it will have been is someone saying, this is the mathematical problem, we want 50 plus symbols.
Yeah.
And someone will have said, well, you need this. And you're like,
yeah.
How are you this good at maths? And yeah. How am I using my calculator when somebody needs to add a tip onto something?
Yeah. But yeah, they're good fun. And I also ordered, which has been shipped now, I can't wait to play it, which is Super Fight.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. Which I saw them on Sourcefed playing that with Jessica Negri, and I was just pissing myself laughing, mainly due to the fact that one of the super fight was, I can't remember who the second person was, but the first person was Adolf Hitler, who is able to control dildos, and that was his superpower. And he was just like, so he could, like, the telekinesis of dildos. Oh man, hearing Steve Zaragoza tell us how people were going to be fucked up the arse and it come out of their mouth with Hitler controlling it, I was pissing myself laughing. That was in Edinburgh. It was so funny. Yeah.
So I think it's very much in the same vein of, because I did get the two add-ons for it.
Against Humanity.
Yeah, because I don't know how inappropriate the actual main box is.
It isn't.
No, but with the geek deck and the inappropriate deck,
which is what they were playing with,
we can have the geeky inappropriate deck, yeah, basically. So I'm looking forward. That's definitely a con game. And I think it's, well, every time we go to a con, there is someone, and it was us last time, but yeah, there is always someone with a box of Cards Against Humanity.
I know, that was so funny as well, because it was such a shame. We started playing and that guy came over and he was just like, can I play? And yeah, we're like, well, we've sort of...
Oh, I love playing this game. I'm really good at this game. It's like...
And he was, but he loved it. I loved that he was just standing there like, who won? Yeah. Who won that one? I'm like, that's what I'm normally like. I'm like, yeah, no, just tell me.
Yeah.
I live vicariously through everybody at this table.
Yeah. But the thing is, and it is like, because he was all going on about how good he was at this game. It's like, but you can't really be good at it. It's like a game of luck with the cards you get, and then just what kind of audience you're playing with. Because it's, you know, it's...
Yeah, that's the thing, is you do sort of need to know what people's... It's nice, no, like, it's based on somebody's humour, and it's different each time. I think that's always quite fun. And you'll find that different people will find... It's like that whole thing of laughter again. Different people will find different things funny.
Yeah.
And will laugh at different things based on who they're around.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything in there which would trigger anything with anyone. I don't think it's inappropriate, but it's not...
No, there is.
Oh, there is. You're right. There is, from when we played it. Yeah. And that's fair enough. Yeah, there was a cancer thing in there, which, yeah. It's a case that I think they're trying to go with the mentality of everything's funny. Otherwise, it's the whole mentality of, yeah, like, if we exclude things, then we've got to exclude everything.
Yeah.
So, but I can imagine when it's like directly affected you, you don't want to play that card.
Yeah.
So I can, we weren't like, no, you've got to play the card. I completely understood. So yeah, but there isn't a fucking horrible misogynistic or anything, like any rape jokes or anything like that in there that I could think of, you know, which is good, you know. So the cancer thing was just children with cancer, or kids cancer, or something, wasn't
something
it? It was
like
just
that.
Yeah, but
what else? Oh yeah, I actually have a degree in history, which I find hilarious because I don't use it at all.
No, you don't. Literally, you do not use that.
No.
But
one of my friends from school does use her degree in history a lot, and she actually does like tours around London, walking tours. And so her wife is very, very, very into history as well. She works at a historical site in London, and I have never been involved in such an amazing birthday experience as what she set up. She basically set up a...
Treasure hunt. Yeah.
Ish around London. And so there were three of us who were organising it, and then five of them that were taking it. We had them playing mini golf on Parliament Square. We had them singing on the steps of St. Paul's.
Oh, that was horrible.
It was amazing. And you hated it because that was the thing. That was what you were cringing at.
That was it. That was.
And I loved it. And I
had
it.
To look at it out the side of my eye on your phone.
I was there filming it and telling them that they weren't loud enough. It was just so, so, so much fun. Going around London and seeing how they're all massively into like their quizzes, and so everything was either a riddle or a quiz or something that they had to complete, and then they'd get a riddle. And it was amazing.
From what I heard about it, it looked like a lot of effort had gone into that.
A huge amount.
And London's a great city to do that in as well. I mean, with the amount of history there is there's so many statues that you're like, who is this person? And you find out that they were an incredibly important figure 250 years ago, but barely everyone's fucking walked past them. And, it doesn't...
It was quite amusing because we did get people sort of coming up to us, and I can't remember what statue it was, but it was of a particular composer, I think it was, and a friend had set up two glass jars that had the place that they needed to go to next. And at the beginning of the hunt, they'd been given a deck of cards. So they'd been given like a pack that had loads of things in it that they would have to do when we told them to do it. And it had a deck of cards in there, and the glass jars were locked shut with a 3-number combination lock, and the thing was don't be a joker, you have everything you need. And she had taken out 3 cards from the entire deck, and those were the numbers.
Holy crap.
In order of like, those were the numbers that then made the combination. But it was quite amusing because she then set them on on the base of the statue, and was waiting there for the teams to turn up. And some guy came over and was just like, are you a big fan? And she was like, yeah, massive, massive fan of...
Look round, quick.
Yeah, take quick. No, I think she did know who it was,
But that's a lot of... I mean, did she download something from the internet that gave her... That's just, she constructed the whole thing.
Yep. We had mini golf. We had that. We had...
The singing competition.
Well, it wasn't a competition. They just had to do it.
Yeah.
They had to... At one point, they could either run across the Millennium Wobbly Bridge and back, or they had to eat a teaspoon of Vegemite. And they both opted for Vegemite, and it was quite funny because one of them were a couple, and it was the case of he started to eat the Vegemite, he put it in his mouth, so a teaspoon of Vegemite, put it in his mouth, couldn't finish it, spat it back out onto the spoon, and then his wife ate it. There's videos.
That's sharing. That's love.
It was a special kind of love.
That's made me wretch.
But yeah, it was. And the thing is I also had an out that I didn't tell them about. If they didn't want to do any of the things, they could have eaten, and they had to, within the team, eat a small jar of fish paste.
Stop. Oh, God.
But I didn't actually give it. They were just like, do we have to do this? Yes. Is there any out? And it was like, you probably don't want to know what the out is.
No, the out's like the worst.
So would you have rather sung on the steps of St. Paul's or eaten the fish paste? Because that was
sing,
when everyone...
Sing. I'm actually feeling really nauseous just thinking about that product. This could be the first time someone's thrown up live on a podcast. Because I'm feeling really close right now.
So it was good fun. What else did we have? She created the entire thing.
That's really impressive.
Herself, it was fantastically impressive. They had to. There were a few fights that broke out because it was her wife, her two sisters, and her brother.
And they're all competitive motherfuckers.
They're all a few years apart from Jess's a little bit younger than everyone else, and they are very competitive. And a fight did break out at the bottom of Monument.
Plus drink added into the mix.
Oh no, because they maybe had a beer, but one of them isn't
Oh, no, but I thought because collectively the whole team were kind of, the whole group were not. Did they not all, I thought they were all drinking. You were drinking.
I was drinking. That was my prerogative. I got given alcohol.
Oh, okay.
No, I think they had one beer.
Oh, okay.
I had one beer to give them if they got something right.
Ah.
But no, they certainly were not in any way intoxicated to right. be able to sing on the Sepsis and Balls.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. And I've never done anything like that before. And major props to her for doing that. But then we did sort of point out that, for one, it was her 29th birthday. Maybe should have saved this for the 30th. And for two, it's now her birthday in a few weeks' time. And there's no way of outdoing this.
There will be a way, is whether A, Nikki has the time and the energy to do it.
But this has been set up over months.
No, that's a good point.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she has given her a very close deadline to be able to create something for her. But yeah, I thought it was... If anyone does want to hear more about it, they can give us... If you want to give me a message on my Facebook page on Kia Maria Cosplay... And I would be happy to give you more of the information because I have the whole layout of exactly how it worked.
You could adapt that for anything. You could do that in New York. You could just obviously change, you know, where they go and things.
But yeah, the challenges, all of the challenges this, yeah. were fantastic. But yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. That's really good.
Yeah, I thought
so. What a lovely note to end on.
Mm. Happy friends.
Happy friends. Well, thank you very much for listening. I think I'm telling whatever so we're up to now. 8?
Why, I have no idea.
No.
Going back to the calculator thing, I probably need one for that.
Yeah, and do that. Please do let us know what you think in the comments. We see a couple of comments every now and then sort of pop up, and Kira and I do try and get across onto one of us and sort of respond.
Also, give the other guys a listen on their shows. As we said, the Inside the Locker is...
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'd imagine we're probably one of the least popular ones as a kind of...
Most probably.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, the shows the guys put out, and I do love all their content. And obviously do come and check us out over at Need to Consume. Less podcasty, more sort of news, reviews and whatnot, and there's some cool stuff happening. By the time this goes out, you would have missed it, but we did have a fantastic Mondo competition.
But we are going to have another competition next month, because I have some stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's have a talk about that, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know, right?
Awesome. But yeah, do come check us out. And also, you can find us on Twitter. We are at Duke of Havoc and at Kia Designs. If you want to see a load of interior design stuff. Kia...
Geek shit as well.
And I some geek shit. Some you did put some cool Guardian stuff out, actually.
I did.
You did. But with that, thank you very much, guys. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks.